you know, those jingles that people that get written like for like commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the brand is Guava Thong. It's an actual flip flop you could buy. It's like the Gucci of the flip flop world. Well, they hired
Gucci of the flip flop world.
Yeah, yeah.
Guava That's Thong. A new band name.
Hey, this is Sit Sock, and I'm Kyle.
Kendrick.
Joe.
Kevin.
And I know there's a Kevin in there somewhere, but he might be dead now.
Kevin, did you die?
Kevin?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I said it. It's just right underneath.
All right. Guys, I would like to start this episode off by talking about how I heard a cover the other day of a song called Turn the Page by Bob Seger, by Metallica, and I forgot that they had covered it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty good cover, I gotta say. I really like the original because, like, I'm partial to it, I'm air quoting, but the Metallica cover did a pretty fucking good job.
I don't like it because I don't, a lot of people think they wrote it.
Yeah.
That hurts my butt.
I will also confess that my first my first exposure to that song was the Metallica cover, and then I learned that it was a Bob Seger. But I was enough of a Metallica fan to notice that that didn't sound like their usual like style. Mm-hmm. Like that didn't sound like a Metallica song.
Was it because it was
good? Johnny Cash?
Hey-o!
I see what you did there.
Sick friend.
Yeah. They had nothing but covers.
Oh, really? Johnny Cash album?
Yeah, yeah. They did a bunch of covers. They did, like, Whiskey in the Jar. They had a whole handful of them. It was, like, a two-disc set or something.
Yep. Oh, cool. I should probably listen to that.
Yeah, man.
But I've gotten pretty exposed to a lot of cover music Amy because her generation of stuff is all covers of my generation of stuff because we're just that far apart.
Nice.
That's cool. I think the album was called Garage Inc. Garage Incorporated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, speaking of bands, let's dive right into our favorite segment, Band Names.
What? You never saw it coming.
Guys, I've been practicing my segues.
Discord successfully cut out Joe's beatboxing.
God,
I'm pretty proud of that.
Damn it.
Discord. But it doesn't cut out on the recording, though, right? You still get to hear his glorious
The recording has the beatboxing.
Yeah, you'll still hear this.
You guys get
to reminds me of the Game Grumps when they mentioned this.
Yeah. It has been 0 days since Aaron has beatboxed.
Well, they always doing that where they mentioned, like, I hope they can fit the recording because I have no idea what Dan just said.
I saw Dan genuinely get so frustrated with Aaron today that he was like threatening to walk out, and it was like really
oh my god,
and it seemed like when Kendrick and I are fighting and like I'm like go quiet and it's like oh my god, is he actually gonna leave?
I know exactly what you're talking about, and that was fucking hilarious.
I'm behind, so I gotta catch up.
Right. Anyway, we're doing band names
today. Band names.
So the first band name, if you're not familiar with the game, basically we have a gigantic list of band names and we say one of the names and all of us come up with a story behind the music, what type of music they are, etc. So hold on to your butts, as that dude from Jurassic Park would say. And the first band name is Shriveled Carrot. I've got one.
Does anyone have one that's not a dick joke?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'll go first. So, Shriveled Carrot is a... it's like Kiss meets the Easter Bunny... and they're old guys, so they're like kind of wrinkly. And so it's like a hair metal band where they like are dressing up as Easter bunnies, and they're really old. And it's called the Shriveled Carrot.
Gross.
That's my adventure. Go ahead, someone else.
Love it.
You got one?
I do. Okay. So. What springs to mind is that Shriveled Carrot is the one of the new bands inspired by the Five Nights at Freddy's series, and it's an animatronic group of like rabbits, but they also like get up and move around, and they have very faulty wiring, and their eyes are just like a little bit delayed, and they kind of glow every now and again, and they play very, very folksy tunes. Like, if you would be on, like, the old, like, the original Splash Mountain, like, that everything's okay at Oki Funoki or whatever the original one was, and like that's what's playing. That like the fur is still a little matted, and they look like they've been used for like 15 years, so the sound quality's still off. But nobody remembers where they came from or when they started playing. They just showed up one day.
Awesome. I love that nice one.
I'm going to go with the gluten-free, grain-free, non-baked, raw, organic version of Limp Bizkit.
I like that one, too. Because it's like, it's not, you know, it's shriveled carrot, so it's got to be, like, alternative, right? Like, it can't be, yeah, like, regular. And that's perfect.
Exactly. If you want to, you can go ahead and make it a rabbit themed, but I don't think it needs it.
No, I agree.
Kev, what you got?
So this is gonna be weird.
Welcome to the party.
Yeah. I'd be ashamed.
Weirder than what we did. Buckle yeah up, kids.
This is the product of, you know, those things where you feed an AI like a bunch of books and it writes its own book.
Yeah.
Well, this one was okay. Was Alexa listening in on like a couple of stoners, and there's a carrot cake in the middle of the room, and it was just getting all shriveled up, but somehow the Alexa got a hold of the AI thing and created a band called Shriveled Carrots through AI. All the lyrics are written that way, too.
I love awesome it.
So it's just a cacophony of words thrown together into music.
Yeah, and it makes sense some of the time, but some of the time it's just way out there.
It like starts off making sense, and then it gets weirder and weirder, and you're like, I don't know about this.
Yep.
I'm scared. Nice. It's like when you press the complete my word, like the predictive text a bunch in a row.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that is weird. Kev, you outdid yourself. Proud of you.
Yeah.
Touché.
Right out of the gate with the weird.
All right. Like our it very next one is a guava thong.
Guava thong?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with that.
To me, this sounds like it's kind of like Aquabatty in how it kind of takes something that could be harmless, like fruit, but then puts something else onto it to make it a little more appropriate for adults. And so I'm going to go
like
with
a thong.
Yeah. I'm going to go with it's a group of fruit-based superheroes, and they all wear like spandex thong stuff. And they sing about, you know, like, you know, saving the world from, like, fats and, like, all the kind of that, like, it's like, from the 80s, too, so it's, gotcha, like, a food pyramid level. So, like so a, they're just like, it's Guava Thong, here to take out the fats and sugars, or something like that.
So it's just a whole band of Ricky Fitness?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, it's like what they put together to make people healthier, but it didn't really catch on.
Only fruit-themed like, and in a speedo.
It's Guava Thong? Yeah.
Fantastic. Wow. Love it, Kyle.
Hey, you guys put it on here, so
yeah, somebody did. I'm trying to remember what a guava looks like.
I don't remember.
I feel like it's got a gooey middle bit. It's cooked kind of like caviar like. It's not a guava.
Kind of pomegranate. That's not a thing of pomegranate. Well, just think of the eggs though.
If you're still thinking, are you going, Kendrick?
Oh no, go ahead. I'm just making mouth noises to fill time for someone else to come with a better name.
Gotcha. Okay. So here's my take on guava thong. Does anybody else think of like sandals when you hear thong?
Yeah, flip flops.
Yeah, like a flip flop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I don't, but I've heard it.
Yeah. Okay. So with thong, it's actually a one man reggae band, and his little, like, the symbol that he made for his band is just a picture of, like, a flip-flop with the word guava, like, over the straps. And it's all, like, luminescent and, like, neon light style. And he just does, like, reggae-style songs of how great guava is. But he also doesn't really know what a guava is. So he's just kind of doing the best he can with it. He's like, hey, guava is a great fruit, and that it's good for you.
Like describing different fruits and stuff. Yeah. Every time, like it's got a peel on it, and it's got little black seeds, and you're like, "That's I'm pretty sure that's a banana." Right. He's talking about.
But no, you were wrong. Yeah.
another good one, Joe. Kevin? Kendrick?
Kevin, what do you got?
Kind of along the... See, shoes went to my head first. Also, Joe.
Yay.
Flip-flops. But I was thinking... If, you know those jingles that people... That get written, like, for... like, commercials?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the... Yeah, the brand is Guava Thong. It's an actual flip-flop you could buy. It's like the Gucci of the flip-flop world. Well, they hired
Gucci of the flip-flop world.
Yeah, yeah.
Guava that's Thong. A new band name.
So
they like, no, that's hired, one of their like, songs. A really famous person to write the Guava Thong song.
Yeah, well, they, it was it like Cisco? A one-hit wonder.
The Guava Thong song.
That could be a spinoff.
I'm amused here, Kyle. I'm not going to clap for you, but I am amused.
Oh,
they wrote this one song for Guava Thong, and that was their fizzle out, but it ended up being their name. It was a jingle.
Self-titled.
A coffee jingle.
Awesome.
Love it.
A coffee jingle so for thongs.
Awesome.
Okay, sorry, go ahead, Andrew.
I got a guava mixed up with a papaya in my head, and then that led me down a weird little existential crisis, and I blacked out for the last 3 minutes. So what I'm going to think of is kind of similar to what Kevin was saying, and I'm going to go with a band that comes from somewhere in South America, which I assume is where guavas are from, or somewhere like that, where they got American television, but they got like the weird bits, and they didn't really understand what the context, and so they saw the old Fruit of the Loom ads, where they had like the giant fruit people. And some wires got crossed in translation, and so they thought it would be really edgy to reference that by being Guava Thong, because they thought that fruit and underpants were somehow culturally significant out here.
I mean, they're not wrong.
And so they're trying to be like an American-style cover band, but they don't get it.
Okay.
That's I love that, dude. That's awesome.
I'm feeling a little rusty tonight. I'm feeling like I'm like I reach for an idea and I just get like a sad fart.
I don't know. I think you're nailing it. One.
Yeah, I think you're doing
nailing
right.
it.
I think we're all a little rusty too, though. So, and not everyone can be a winner, right? I mean,
yeah, that's true. It's true. What's the next one?
Picking up the daddy issues is the next one.
Oh boy,
this name is solid gold. I think. It's
great. Picking up the daddy issues,
like it's wow.
I'm not to be offensive with this, like yeah. I'll be offensive first if you guys want. That way,
do it.
Can have like a,
do it.
Okay,
do it.
So
set the bar.
There's a lot of really good like screamo metal with females at the lead, and that's what I'm thinking. Picking up the daddy issues is the genre for right is like female led screamo metal, and. But it's all like ex strippers that are singing about like how fucked up their lives were. Not fucked up, but like how bad their lives were because of their dads. And so like each album that they've done is like a member's like father, and like all these songs are representative of like all the things that fucked them up as kids. And like so it's like screaming death metal about daddy issues.
That's surprisingly wholesome, actually, for what I was expecting this
it
to go.
It is, and Kyle, it was basically the exact want, like, same stereotype. Thing I was thinking, too. Shit, I gotta think of a new one.
Read the title for me again.
Picking Up the Daddy Issues. I think there's another way you could go, too, but...
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, the obvious one, right? I'll just shoot for the obvious one, I guess, which is like a punk band, I guess, about ironically maybe talking about picking up women based exclusively on their daddy issues. Even like it's like this whole thing and they go just a little too far over the top and you're like, is this really ironic now or are you just gross?
Yeah.
And you're never quite sure because the lyrics have just enough detail where you're like, okay, well, you've given this a lot of thought. Like a lot of, some of these stories are kind of like, like, maybe it really happened, and I think I read about one of them in the newspaper, kind of. Like, ha 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 ha.
There's a whole subgenre of punk called beer punk, and that sounds like a whole new subgenre of punk called, like, pickup punk or, like, daddy issue punk or nice. Something. Where you're like,
it's the intersection like of both of those.
Yeah. Fair enough. Kevin, you got anything right. while I was thinking?
Hmm.
And Kevin's yeah. gone.
Oh, okay. And, Kevin's dead.
No, I think I do. And again, it's way out there.
Okay. Go for it.
It's like a very wholesome family band. You know, the ones that, like, the dad plays the guitar, and, like, the son plays the drums, and the girl sings. But their English is not their first language. And on their first gig paper, they misspelled. They just completely typo misspelled the name of their band. It was supposed to be Picking Up Daddy His Shoes. And that's where the name came from. And they got the complete wrong audience because the posters were so wrong.
Love it. Then like, but, couldn't go back.
Man. Right. It's still, yeah, but they become wildly successful with that, so you can't backpedal yeah. with that.
Everyone thinks it's just right, really Joe, sarcastic, right. but it's not.
I love it, Kev.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
All right, shooting from the hip. Picking Up the Daddy Issues is a feminist poetry slam group that basically nice. Base a lot of their issues around male toxicity and fighting the patriarchy. And you're not allowed to clap because that's too aggressive, so you have to do everything with hushed snips. It's still too loud.
I know, I have to get to register on the Discord.
See, Audacity's definitely picking it up. It's freaking out.
Wow, my mind went with weird places with that. I don't.
yeah, but isn't it weird sometimes when you open your mouth and you're like, I think I have problems? Because I bet you didn't think that at all before, right? You just opened your mouth and
words fell out. No, that's exactly what just happened. Love it.
Those are always my favorite. Because you're like, I don't know where that came from. I don't know what, I didn't think that through. Just some words fell out of my mouth. Yeah.
I think we've got time for one more, right?
Yeah, our final one is going to be, in lieu of the season that we're in, taxes and robes.
Robes?
R-O-O-V-E-S.
Oh, roofs.
Roofs.
I thought you said robes as in, like, dressing gowns, and I was like, okay.
I didn't know what a... I guess I've never seen roofs plural before. I thought it was R-O-O-F-S.
Roofs. No, roofs.
But you learn something new every day. Anyways, that's not real word, and so you guys can go with it.
Taxes and Roofs. Taxes and it's roofs. A bluegrass band in the style of an old, like, Lead Belly, all that kind of stuff, and it's entirely made up of accountants and contractors. That's all.
I like it.
Right to the point. Bam! No beating out of the bush.
No.
Ooh.
No beating off the bush.
No beating the bush off.
In or around. No
beating off in the bush.
Okay. I got one. I got inspired. Okay. Taxes and Roofs is the drummer and piping band for a regimental reenactment group for the Revolutionary War. So they are the pipers and drummers for the British side, and their whole gimmick is their songs are about like fighting in the Revolutionary War against the colonials and like forcing them to like let people live in their, let the soldiers like live in their houses and take taxation from them without representation
and stay under their roofs.
Yes, to stay under their roofs.
Wow.
Which I think if I remember that's correctly is one of the amendments is you're not supposed to be able to house a military or militia or whatever.
I think it's fourth.
Fourth Amendment, yes. Yes.
I think so.
That's a deep cut if there was one. Nice.
Hope I'm not wrong, because now I just chose my...
It sounds right to me, and I'm sticking by it.
I can tell you right now I'm more ignorant because I didn't even remember that amendment. So, Kendrick, you are... I'll set the bar lower than that, so you're good to go. Yeah.
Kevin, I'll you want to say something even dumber for us?
Yep, I got one. Dumber, I don't know.
No, I mean about the Constitution.
Oh. Yeah. It's all lies.
Fair.
There you go. You just... Whoa. You limboed right dumber, under that I shit. Bet.
It's lies and slander. Anyway. So, Taxes and Roofs. It's an electronic band. But they use, like, old... Those big old calculators. And tin roofs to get the beats and stuff.
Nice.
Yep.
I like it.
I like it. Beep, boop, bop, beep,
all boop, right. Boop. Is it my turn?
Simple and elegant. I think it is.
All right. Taxes and Roofs isn't actually about roofs. It's about roofies. Taxes and Roofs are like comparing two very like terrible things that these people hate in their lives, and they're like, you know, ex HR block consultants and like ex like EMTs that have like seen terrible things, and like for some reason, the group of people that are like fucked over by taxes and the group of people that are fucked over by roofies intersected into this band, and they just sing about how messed up the world is all the time, and taxes.
I like how yours is like yours is the more metal version of mine.
Yeah. I just didn't, I was like, I honestly didn't know that word was roofs. And so I like, yeah. So I was like, it's gotta mean like roofies, it. Right? It's like gotta it. Mean roofies. What else could it mean? Well, thanks for coming on a journey with us, everybody.
Yeah, guys. Like, comment, subscribe, hit up our Patreon, donate to our skywriting fund, and, you know, we're gonna start a new social network site.
With blackjacks and hookers.
In fact, I'm pretty sure they have a whole social media site. All right, guys. Have fun, y'all.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.